Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. June 26th, One Act of Obedience.
All this week, Derek's teaching focuses on how Jesus bore our shame in his death, so that we might bear his glory. Today he looks at how, by dying, Jesus made us righteous, in reality, not just in theory.
Romans chapter 5 and verse 19. For as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
By Adam's one act of disobedience, many, that is, all of his descendants, were made sinners. But by Jesus' one act of obedience, all who believe in him are made righteous. The parallel is important because the people who became sinners as a result of Adam's sin, including you and me, were not just sinners by label. They were sinners by nature and by act. Correspondingly, when we're made righteous through faith in Jesus, it's not that God just puts a new label on us by taking away the label sinner and applying the label righteous. Rather, we're actually made righteous by nature and by act. Just as surely as Adam's disobedience made us all sinners, in exactly the same way, Christ's obedience can make us all righteous. Not just in theory, not just in theology, but in the way we live, in the very nature that is in us. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. I proclaim that by one single act of obedience on your part, I have been made righteous through faith. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.